This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Can I just say that I think humanity in general has become spineless and weak?
Please say it louder.
I mean, I don't know if what we're going to talk about here is life's inconveniences, or
we're all a bunch of pansies.
Yes. Or first world problems.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Or there's a new survey out, and some of the things that people were saying are part of their daily struggle.
Yeah.
That is hard for them to cope with.
It is.
Are.
It's their cross to bear.
Yeah. When you use words like cross to bear, like we literally have parents and grandparents who had to like take metal off their cars so they could make bombs with it.
Oh, that, yeah, you're right.
And here's our big complaint. Sometimes my internet Wi-Fi is spotty.
It's got spotty flow.
I got spotty Wi-Fi.
What? And that's your, the biggest problem.
That's your first world or your life's
stupid Wi-Fi.
Yes. Here's one. And I find myself complaining about this.
Okay.
All that I just complained about it like two or three times today. Calls from unknown numbers on your phone.
Oh, I know, right?
It's that. I love that you're jumping in on it like, I know, man, right?
Well, I just check my phone every now and then, and I see that they came in, and I just delete them.
But when it's happening, I'm looking down going, what kind of world? You're telling me there's a God that would allow this to happen?
And you put the back of your hand on your forehead and you do it.
Woe is me.
Right.
I mean, we are.
It was annoying for a while there because it was just nonstop.
It's still nonstop for me.
It is.
I went through a phase and I block them as they come in, but I'm still getting.
I'm still getting
like five a day easy.
Oh, that stopped for me a long time ago.
Did it really?
Yeah, I thought you cured it or something.
No, I mean I'm still.
Wow.
Here's another one: forgetting passwords / being forced to change your password.
Okay, every now and then that does like.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. I've watched you wig out.
I know.
I don't remember. Am I on 19 or 22? Because you literally don't change your password.
Don't.
It's just the number at the end of your password that changes.
It just gets a little bit higher.
And I think the fun thing about you and me as well is if you figure out one of our passwords, you got them all.
Pretty much, yes.
Because I don't want to devote a lot of brain power to it.
Exactly. I want to remember. The one I had to change, I just added a dollar sign. I guess adding a dollar sign at the end of a password is like the new thing now.
Genius, buddy.
Are you sure?
Nope. Here's what we want to do. We want you to be the pansy that you are. We want you to call us with things that bother you more than they should, but they're life's inconveniences. They're your first world problems. You feel probably guilty about making such a big deal.
Sure, a big stink about it. But you still have to deal with it.
You do. And sometimes you're sitting there in your little pity party going, I can't believe this.
Exactly.
If you've got a life's inconvenience, we want to talk to you. There's another one that this recently happened to me. Like, I have really tried. And I know you're not going to believe what I'm going to say.
What?
But I've tried to turn over a new leaf.
Whoa.
When it comes to texting and driving.
Wow, dude, thank you.
I love my kids. I'd rather not be dead. I'd rather not run somebody else over.
And thanks for throwing us, rest of us in at the end. I appreciate
that. But there are times then when like, bear in mind, I'm not actually feeling sorry, but I was the day this happened to me.
Okay.
But it's just a life's So I'm driving and I don't want to text. And it's like, I'm getting texts from the radio station people. I'm getting texts from you. Like everybody's blowing me up. So I'm like, I'm going to hit a red light and I'm going to catch up on all these texts. I'm going to be able to go, Steve, I'll hit you. I'm driving. Like I'm going to hit everybody back.
Wow.
And I hit every light green.
That never happens.
Right?
But what you needed to happen, because you need to text.
So to have the huevos to say I was inconvenienced by green lights.
Right. I've never heard that.
But you're like, I just need to stop for a second.
Give me a red.
Just give me a red.
Or a yellow.
I need something. And I couldn't. Dude, I'd see a red and I'd start to pull up to it. And then you pull your phone out. You swipe. You do your password. It's like green. Oh!
Son of a.
Come on. This is not.
That's actually pretty good.
There's another one that happens to me a lot because I've been wearing these the no-show socks. I think they're kind of fun in the summer.
Oh,
the
yeah,
ones
yeah,
are
yeah.
Basically, it's like a, it's almost like wearing a little pantyhose. It just covers the bottom of your foot.
Yeah, because it's not the ankle rise or the three quarter. It's like low.
Yeah, it's just like there's yeah, they
you barely see.
On
yeah,
but like every once in a while, like it'll pop off your heel. So then it's then
oh
it's
now
just,
you're walking around.
It's bunched up on
dude.
When your sock. Like falls down inside your shoe
yes.
And you're walking around and I get it. There's countries where they don't have socks or shoes or running water, but I'm walking around with a tiny little ball of elastic.
Yes.
Right on the
annoying
on the arch of my foot.
Dude, when I was young, I used to wear cowboy boots. There's nothing I used to hate more when the sock dips down below the boot and now it's rubbing against
and
you.
And the boot is hitting you.
Yes. I hated that.
Yeah. See, I never had that problem because I wore my boots on the outside of my pants.
Oh, wait, no.
I tucked my jeans into the... Because I was wearing the skinny jeans. I was doing the rocker thing.
Okay, that would... I'd rather
yeah,
not...
Yeah, there was no rub.
Okay, yeah, when you
but
tuck
I was
it.
Wearing boots on the outside of jeans.
So that's the faux pas there.
That was... Well, it was the... the rocker moment in my life. Somebody else said their inconveniences when you don't have enough dip for your chips. But if you open the next container of chips... You won't have enough chip. Whichever,
it's just like limbo. Like,
yes.
You can't get out of the...
When your peanut butter and jelly or your hot dogs and buns don't line up.
That is annoying.
Last one here. When... oh, God. I ate too many breadsticks at Olive Garden, and now I can't finish my entree.
I just got lasagna from Olive Garden last night. They gave me... 4 extra breadsticks because I always turn down the salad and the soup. And by the time I didn't want one,
like,
you're right.
Man.
I'm good.
Again, we understand this. That's
why a good one.
We understand there's children with distended bellies
yes,
and like flies
sure.
flying around them.
Right.
This is first world problems, life's inconveniences.
Yes.
Admit what a pansy you are by telling us what inconveniences you. Sarah?
Hi.
Life's little inconveniences.
Well, to me, this is a big inconvenience is when people take cash only.
Or
like weed stores? That's the only place I can think of it.
Yeah, them too. no, like if you go to like a concession at like a concert or your recreational marijuana shop or even just like I'm so Venmo or PayPal, like even when I'm doing like classified shopping on like Craigslist, if someone is like cash only, it like really irks me.
Oh, so that's annoying nowadays.
I get it. It is true. I do get your like I have a couple people who do work for, you know, like housework. I bet you're a contractor. And even you up until recently where it's like you refuse to take Venmo or Zelle or anything. And I'm like, dude, please set it up. Like it's.
I know I did the Zelle.
Zelle.
That. Yep, I rock that one.
I think the only thing worse than somebody taking cash only is somebody who uses Zelle and can't pronounce it.
Yeah, Zillow.
I think it's that's a home thing. Thank you for that. If I'm wrong and it's actually called Zelle, I'm gonna burn for that. I think
you
it's
would know before I would.
I just know what it looks like. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, Samantha.
Yay.
What's your life's little inconvenience?
When someone takes my parking spot at work.
Oh, you have a specific...
No, they're not assigned as a parking garage. It's all open parking, but I park in the same spot every single day.
And everyone should... Your coworkers, should they know that? And they respect it except for...
You know, we had a time there where you and I were kind of hitting the same spots.
We
and then
were.
You come in one day and there's that stupid car there and you're like... Don't you know who I am?
I did not.
Exactly. I park there every single day.
And so then when someone is in your spot, you key their car or you park in front. front of them, they can't get out, or what do you?
I would park on top of it.
Okay.
I got a truck. That's why I got a truck.
I mean, being in the garage, I can, but I just maybe I'll try and park close enough that it's hard for them to get their driver door open.
Nice, but that is your...
Then they're going to call with their life's convenience and give me...
This idiot keeps parking too close to me.
Thank you, Samantha. Ellie.
Yes.
Life's little inconveniences.
So my work charges $20 for bicycle parking if I want to park my bike at work. And so anytime I have to bike to work, I have to park it on the third floor. And I refuse to pay the $20 and I have to push my bike up the parking ramp. And it is just the worst.
I've never heard of anyone charging. Is that 20 a day or 20 a month? Or how much is that for a bike?
It's 20 a lifetime, but I just refuse on principle.
Okay.
I kind of feel you on that. Okay.
You're digging your heels in a little bit much. Forever. You got to pay it one time. I feel like Steve's got the Zelly down. Why don't you give him the...
Zillow that, do you?
Yes, thank you. Are you kidding me? It is ridiculous, but you're like... Right. Morgan?
Yay.
What's your life's little inconvenience?
Oh my gosh, I hate to admit it, but I hate drinking water so much that I have to set an alarm on my phone to remind me to do it because I won't. And I know that's like,
really?
A head thing.
Is it the hydrogen or the oxygen? What's your
it's really the ratio, Steve. It feels like there's almost twice as much hydrogen in there.
Many good beverages out there, and I feel like water's so blah and boring, and then I think about places where like clean water isn't even a thing,
right?
And I feel like
and you just feel you feel terrible about being that way.
I see that. I mean, water's like,
I crave
terrible.
It
I wish I was one of those people, but no.
Oh man, that is insane.
Yeah, to me it's like poor person's beverage. I mean, anybody can drink it.
I just drink Cristal.
See,
it's got water in it, right? Okay. Ashley.
Yes.
Life's little inconveniences.
So when there's an Alexa or Hey Google commercial comes on and the one of your in your house responds.
Oh, I didn't realize that was happening.
It can definitely happen. Remember when they first came out, we spent a whole show trying everybody's voices to see who was like, hey, Alexa, dial 303-631.
Yeah.
Like it was our old phone number, whatever it was.
That was
like,
cool.
Does it listen to you or someone else?
Wow.
So then you have to tell your Alexa. No.
Alexa, don't listen to the voice on TV. Only listen to me. That's interesting.
That's a good one.
That's why I don't have one, because they're listening.
They are all the time.
Madison.
Hi.
Life's little inconveniences.
Yeah, so the worst thing happened to me the other night. I just lay down. I'm watching Netflix, and my freaking fire alarm chirps.
Oh yes. Terrible. Yes.
Yes.
Because then you have to figure out which one it's chirping at you.
Especially when you have a huge house like me.
Yeah, you're just vast.
It's
you have
vast,
so many
and it's so reverby that you can't tell which one it's coming from.
Because it's so hollow. It's huge.
It's like the chapel.
Right. And it's like late at night and you're like, where is it? And then it's like weird intervals and you have to walk around. You're like,
and you're standing there like an idiot.
Until the point, you just take your broom and you just bash
just
it off the ceiling.
Just knock them all down.
And then go back
absolutely been there. Thank you for the call, Madison. Becky.
Yay.
Life's little inconveniences.
So whenever I let my kids play on my phone, they love to like mess with the emojis and send little emojis and whatever. So then when I want to go text somebody, all the recent emojis are like unicorns and balloons. And I can't.
It's your recently used are no longer the ones. Like, you only use the poo and the rolling on the floor. And then now all of a sudden it's like,
unicorns.
Who wants unicorn? And sad face.
I want the laughing, crying face.
And you got to redo them all.
Oh, my God. I got to start all over and retrain my emojis.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.